The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line this morning, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Happy birthday, Daniel. Hope you have a great day.
There you go. Happy birthday from the Lieutenant Governor, Daniel. I'm sure he's going to have a wonderful day. So what a busy week we've had. Of course, the South Carolina House back in session to consider the new legislation on abortion. They did pass a version with the exceptions of rape and incest. Now it's over to the Senate. What's your prediction is going to happen over there?
I think we're going to see it go through the Senate. I hope it'll be quick. I think this is they deliberated well, right? They came in and they put some exceptions for rape and incest. I think life in the I never know why we add life in the mother. I guess it's a good thing to put in. I always thought that was always primary, but I guess, you know, these days you got to spell everything out. But very proud of what the House did coming together. It seemed like it went fairly smooth. You know, these things, when you think of how long it took the heartbeat bill to actually get deliberated and gone through, this seemed like it went fairly smooth. Thank you to, you know, Representative McCravey. He has definitely put a lot of time and energy into making sure that a good bill left the House.
Yeah, he has spent a lot of time. We had Representative John McCravey on the show Wednesday morning to talk about this. We've followed this legislation. And you know, it's kind of interesting the discussion that we find ourselves in. Democrats, of course, are trying to convince the news media, trying to convince the American people that this issue alone is going to allow them to maintain control of the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate, because they believe, and they are trying to convince everyone, that the abortion issue, the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade, sending it back to states, to let each individual state make their decision, that's going to be an issue that's going to beat us in November. Now, my friend Mike Gallagher yesterday, he had an hour where he only took phone calls from women for them to talk about their views of this. And I'd love to get your take on what you have heard around the state. Is the abortion issue, are there women out there who typically vote Republican, who consider themselves conservatives, but would vote for a Democrat because of the abortion issue?
No, I have not heard that. I think what I'm hearing, Joey, is from women is kind of the opposite, that we're kind of offended that in 2022, we're still using abortion as birth control, right?
Yeah.
There are so many other alternatives that weren't out there in 1974, you know, pills and shots and all kinds of things. That, you know, that in 2022, we're still thinking that this is okay. Women are better than that. I think what you're seeing, what the Democrats are hoping for, is that there's a whole generation of young people that have been sold a lie, right?
Yeah.
That abortion is somehow women's health. It's not. And I think nobody wants to talk about it. I think the real travesty, Joey, is that, you know, we, as you mentioned, we have an exception for rape and incest. Nobody wants to talk about why in 2022 are women still not going to law enforcement, not going to a hospital if they're raped, right? We hear that over and over again. Some women just won't do that. Well, we need to do, instead of talking about abortion so much, maybe we should talk about all the other horrific things that can happen to a woman in a rape beyond just getting pregnant, right? There's mental health issues that come from that. It's a very traumatic experience. If they don't seek help, if they don't find justice for the person that did that to them, the mental health problems that come with that. What about the fact that a lot of diseases could be passed that are real health issues, right? You can get AIDS, you can get STDs. I mean, in 2022, the real problem is why women don't feel comfortable to address, to go to a hospital and go to law enforcement. But nobody's talking about that. And I think that's what women should be very sad about, is that we're focusing such a narrow focus on such a horrific thing that can happen to a woman.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. And look, it's just crazy that in 2022, we're continuing to have this overall discussion about abortion in general. It's crazy that in 2022, we have the Democrat New Mexico governor, Michelle Grisham, signing an executive order yesterday allocating $10 million of taxpayer money to build an abortion clinic. She made it very clear yesterday in her executive order that she wants the state of New Mexico to be known as the best place for a young woman to get an abortion if they can't get one in their own state.
I mean, that is so, I mean, I would have never thought that. In 1974, I mean, go back to when all this began. Nobody would have ever thought it would have gotten this far out on the limb. I mean, you're killing a human being. And nobody's talking about that prior to this Supreme Court overturning Roe with the Dobbs case.
Mm-hmm.
There were places around our country that were performing abortions well after 15 weeks, well after the point where we knew babies could feel pain. That's barbaric. But when you say that to a young generation of pro-choice people, they don't even know that fact, right?
Yeah.
So we have people that are passionate about an issue that have only heard such a narrow scope of fact that I believe they would change their minds. Talk to any pregnancy center, you know, and they will tell you that when a mother sees her ultrasound, it's in the high 80s, Joey, they will change their mind about getting an abortion. And a father is in the 90 percentiles, like 92% when seeing an ultrasound will change his mind. Because this young generation has been sold that this is not really a child. This is a clump of cells. And so imagine their surprise when they see, you know, 10 fingers and 10 toes and a heart beating. It's got to be eye-opening.
Yeah. Well, and that's why it's so important that we continue supporting groups like the Carolina Pregnancy Center and others who are doing that work, who are trying to help these young women make the right choice. I heard a caller yesterday in Mike Gallagher's show. He's claimed that he was pro-life, but yet he also said that he understood when sometimes people made mistakes and they couldn't afford to have the baby, they couldn't afford to raise the baby. And he thought that justified having an abortion. I'm thinking that, you know, a mistake and they can't afford the baby, so they kill it. I mean, never in my mind can I understand how people can believe that that's even an option. But unfortunately, so many people do.
Well, maybe New Mexico's governor should write another executive order that says, if that happens, we're going to make resources for those young and single moms so that they can choose life and have a baby and make sure that they're adequately trained on how to be a parent. Because it is kind of sad to think that not everybody had good examples. God knows I was blessed to have great parents and set a great example for me and my brother.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but there are better things we can do with our money. If we're going to do something with taxpayer funds,
spend that $10 million with groups that are going to help raise those children. That would be a better way to spend that money. Pamela Evett, always good to have you. We'll talk again next Thursday.
Thank you so much, sir. I hope everybody has a nice and safe long holiday weekend.
Sure thing. Be safe out there.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn.
deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.